the Victorian government is in chaos, just can't function. It was suspended again today. Two senior Labor MPs ejected after another question time descended into noisy farce. It was the first time that Parliament had sat since the Speaker, Ken Smith, earlier this month, took the extraordinary step of shutting it down when the opposition and independent MP Jeff Shaw tried to test his authority. Well, guess what? Today, he had to do it all again. Here's the Victorian opposition leader, Daniel Andrews, making his feelings towards the Speaker, Ken Smith, rather clear.
The only option available to you is to go, or if you choose, to subject your authority to a vote of this House. There are no other alternatives because, Speaker, those on the opposition benches, and indeed at least one other member of this Parliament, it would seem, are unwilling to accept your authority, and we are not required to accept your authority because you, sir, have lost the majority on the floor of this House. You ought to go, and you ought to go now.
Well, ringside again was Frances Bell, ABC's Victoria State political reporter. Frances, another elevating day in the esteemed halls of the Victorian State Parliament.
Do you feel good listening to all of that, Jonathan, or let down?
My confidence in the democratic process has been restored.
Yes.
But perhaps that's not the right response. The opposition wanted to test the Speaker's numbers, but we didn't get to that point?
Well, we did actually, because for a good hour and three quarters today, the opposition was defying the Speaker, as you heard there, calling him a coward, calling him a disgrace, trying to goad the Speaker to force a vote in the House which would test his authority. Now, the Speaker put up with it for a while, but then decided he was going to shut down the Parliament for 30 minutes and have a breather. He came back. Mr. Shaw, Jeff Shaw, the independent MP who started all of this last sitting week, got up and said his piece and said that the Speaker didn't have the support of the Parliament. He needed to bring the rabble under control. But then soon after that, Mr. Shaw left the chamber and took his balance of power vote, his casting vote, with him. So the Speaker saw that happen, seized his opportunity, and named one of the opposition front benches, which is the first step you need to take to eject an MP from the Parliament for a considerable amount of time. The government seized on that opportunity too and suggested that that MP from Labor should be ejected from the Parliament for 6 sitting days, which takes you to the end of this parliamentary year. And it went to the vote, and because Jeff Shaw was out of the chamber, then that Labor MP was ejected for 6 sitting days. And soon after that, another Labor MP suffered the same fate. So it means that the government has wrested back control of the majority of the floor of the lower house of Parliament.
So did Jeff Shaw blink here? I mean, what's his game walking out before that critical vote?
Well, he has spoken, as I understand it, briefly to Fairfax Media. I think it was this afternoon. I know he briefly spoke to one of our ABC reporters but didn't explain much. As I understand it, he said he left because of Labor's, what he described as disgraceful behaviour. Let's not forget that while Jeff Shaw agrees with Labor about having no confidence in the Speaker, he's not a fan of anybody from Labor itself, because Labor is the party that referred Mr. Shaw to police in relation to his use of his taxpayer-funded car and fuel card. So while Jeff Shaw doesn't have confidence in the Speaker, he doesn't really have confidence in Labor as well. So he said he left because of Labor's disgraceful behaviour, but in doing so, he has helped the Speaker and helped the government regain majority on the floor of Parliament.
Well, and must give the government and Premier Nathan a sense of at least some breathing space that this crisis is fading.
That's right, and that's what it is. It's breathing space because these two Labor MPs, one of them, I should point out, is 35 weeks pregnant and was going on maternity leave this week anyway. So these two Labor MPs will see out their suspensions, which will take us through until the parliamentary year starts in February next year. So during that break, you would imagine that there'll be some discussions going on about whether this impasse between Mr. Shaw and Mr. Smith can be resolved. It doesn't look like it can at the moment, but it's always a possibility. And also there has been some expectation in government circles that the Speaker won't contest his seat for the Liberal Party next election, which is due in a year's time. So if that is the case, then one might expect that there might be a more orderly handover of his duties as Speaker sometime next year, which might relieve some of the tension in the Parliament. But that's all hypotheticals at this stage.
Meanwhile, we'll wait for some enterprising soul to snap up the TV rights of this particular drama, Frances.
If you're a sucker for punishment, Jonathan, only if.
Thanks for your time this evening.
My pleasure.
Frances Bell, she's the ABC's Victoria State Political Reporter and boxing enthusiast by the sound of it.